Into the power hour we go. We are going to be so campound-rific here in the next little while, next couple hours. And we started by stopping down for... Which is brought to you by...
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here we go with the host of the news, Dave.
So yesterday we had the story of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle saying that they were chased by paparazzi in Manhattan for 2 hours on Tuesday, and that it was a near catastrophic car chase, that there were near misses left and right, and that they felt that their personal safety was in danger.
Yes.
So now Backgrid, the photo agency that hired the photographers, has released their version of events. So Backgrid had 4 freelance photographers. 3 of them were in cars and 1 was on a bicycle. And they said that the photographers have reported feeling that the couple was not in immediate danger at any point. Weird way of saying that. And they said that it's important to note that these photographers have a professional responsibility to cover newsworthy events and personalities, including public figures such as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Nevertheless, they said they will continue to look into the incident. They say, we do not condone any form of harassment or illegal activity. We are taking Prince Harry's allegations seriously and will be conducting a thorough investigation.
All right. So,
believe
to
all
our
women. Believe all women.
Our Woodford Reserve Musers Compound crew here. Is that the worst? Is that the worst gig out there, being a chased down paparazzi? Like, your job is to cover the Royals, or it's Britney Spears, or Taylor Swift, or whoever it is. Like, that is horrible.
Yeah, or her.
Or, yeah,
Javier's
cover,
guessing some people.
She got the whole package.
Cover Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah, the whole package.
It'd be terrible. You can't have any feelings for them whatsoever, right?
No.
Or else you're going to feel terrible about terrorizing them.
Yeah.
And you're probably, it's like on a stakeout, you're probably sitting around for 10 hours at a stretch where nothing happens.
It's like you're on a photo safari.
Yeah.
So the NYPD, they're still looking into it as well, but according to a source, a high-ranking NYPD official said that no 911 calls were made during this supposed chase, and that they did have a car surveying the situation, and they said the chase definitely wasn't 2 hours.
Like, it was not.
Yeah.
In New York City.
Right.
And New York City.
So I know,
the way that the chase ended is that it was Harry and Meghan and Meghan's mom. They went to the 19th precinct in Manhattan, where they were for 15 minutes, and then they were put into a taxi and given a police escort to their destination on the Upper East Side to make sure they weren't followed.
Yeah.
So if that's not high maintenance enough. And so the other bit of fallout is that no one, not King Charles III, not Queen Camilla, not Prince William, not Kate Middleton, no one reached out to Harry and Meghan about this.
Oh, we're supposed to be offended on their behalf.
Yeah. Like, I can't believe that they're getting the silent treatment from their family after such a harrowing experience.
Why is the world in a toxic relationship with Harry and Meghan? Why are we having to go through their drama all the time?
Do you think King Charles texts?
Does he text?
With his sausage fingers?
No way.
Says, I wish I was your tampon.
Was that a text?
No. Yeah, it was.
No, it was him on the phone.
Yeah, I think it was pre-text.
Yeah. It was a spoken text.
Do you think that King Charles has ever eaten a burrito?
You noticed talking.
No.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Yeah, I bet he has. He's come to
a full-on Chipotle-like burrito.
Yeah.
He travels so much. At some point, he
put a burrito.
Has he ever put on a fake mustache?
When he came
and
to Texas, he had a burrito.
He doesn't go to the food court for his burritos.
He doesn't hit the local mall?
No.
He eats stew.
Ye old mall, whatever they have there in London.
Stew.
Do you guys know where Prince Charles went on his honeymoon?
Gosh.
Where?
Here again.
Indiana.
You mean the state? In America? I don't understand.
It's in. Indiana.
Again, it's a...
Yeah, it's Indiana, that's a state.
A
that's twice today.
Text-based joke.
You know what another state is?
What?
Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
Go on.
Have you heard the story about the sorority at the University of Wyoming?
Oh, no.
Over
no.
Cowboys. Laramie.
All I know is that Idaho.
Yeah, Bob. Yeah, Bob.
So the Kappa Kappa Gamma sorority at the University of Wyoming
Kappa Kappa Gamma
is suing the national organization of Kappa Kappa Gamma because the sorority let in a 20-year-old transgender man.
No.
Or transgender woman.
Yes.
Into their chapter last year. Artemis Langford. And so...
Artemis
Langford.
Let's admit that's a hilarious name for this story.
That's your dead naming, right? That's not the new name.
Just said... I don't know.
Artemis is a lady's name.
No, it's not. That's a man's name. Artemis Pyle is the drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Artemis know it from Always Sunny.
Yeah.
Although, oh, yeah, that's
she's
right.
She's a great character.
I forgot about her.
Yeah.
So in the lawsuit, the women of University of Wyoming's Kappa Kappa Gamma chapter, they say
Artemis Dio.
That they live in constant fear in their homes because they say Artemis walks around fully aroused.
Why are you doing this story, Dave?
It doesn't really feel like entertainment.
Why are you giving oxygen to these fake inflammatory stories?
Well, because Caitlyn Jenner
give women voice.
Appeared
oh, dang
on
it.
Fox
now
News
what have I done?
With hot sports opinions about this case.
Self-owned.
They have... The women are so uncomfortable being... This is a women's space. And the women are so uncomfortable with them in his space. And, you know, they can see him. He's got an erection. He's eyeing the girls. This is wrong. Society, we have to protect women. And this is not about the woke world. This is about protecting women.
Why do we need to protect women?
From erections.
Is she winning swim contests?
Why did they let her in?
A guy trying to get around the, you know, just claiming it when it's probably not true, man.
Whoa, you're doubting.
I don't really think
that possibility exists. I don't think that possibility
exists. Possibility
why would anyone doubt and invite all of that discomfort?
I think the lead is that the most famous trans person of all time is anti-trans.
Yeah.
Can we?
I don't think that
Caitlin also tweeted.
No, I'm talking about he, George.
Oh.
I don't think that he's appreciating the fact that. I don't know what I was going to say about
could
George.
Caitlin,
anyway, back
being
to
born
Caitlin
in the wrong
now.
Body would suck.
Could Caitlin win the trans decathlon right now?
In which division?
Good one. Plus 50?
The one that I just made up? What are you talking about?
If they had a trans division and he was battling trans men?
She.
She.
What are you doing, dude?
I'm talking about George. You're talking about George, right?
No, I'm talking about Caitlin, and you knew that, and you screwed up. You screwed up.
No, he could not.
But back
she could not.
Back to Jake's point. Caitlyn Jenner also tweeted saying that of Artemis Langford that this person is not a true trans. They are a sexually deviant perv who hangs around a female sorority watching young women undress
with
a visible erection.
Possibility exists that someone could do that, fit the rules and do that.
Caitlyn also went on to refer to Artemis as male. And called them a mentally disturbed person.
Move on.
All right. Let's go over to the Cannes Film Festival.
Why did you do that story?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why do I do anything?
Okay, and then here's another story that demeans women.
Oh.
The Cannes Film Festival?
Well, yeah, okay, but it's not about that.
Oh.
It's about Harrison Ford, who received a special honor today. So they screened Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny today at the festival. And
got last place.
And so before the film was screened, Harrison Ford was summoned to the stage by Terry Fermeau, the festival director, and they gave Harrison Ford a surprise Palme d'Or after they played like a reel of his greatest roles.
What? And which was two roles.
I wonder if Regarding Henry made it.
He never was the same after that role.
No, he wasn't.
They gave him a palm?
That one of the
a palm of Ben-Hur.
What a horrible Cars joke you just made. Horrible.
So, little statue of Ben-Hur from the Cars.
Witnesses say during the screening of the 142-minute film, audience members could be heard whispering in French out of boredom. And then when the credits rolled, they gave a muted polite 5 minute standing ovation.
Oh, no.
That's a long.
So he's not popular.
Not at con.
Five
Dan.
Minutes is a long standing
ovation. They gave a 7 minute one to that Johnny Depp movie Johnny Depp's in.
Yeah, they love the standing ovation.
Yeah.
Oh,
bravo!
Bravo! Couple more movie quick hits. Alec Baldwin, who just finished
killing someone
and then wrapping the movie that he killed someone on the set as they wrapped Rust yesterday. He's already...
Her widower is the producer of that.
Yes.
And so Alec Baldwin and that widower are high-fiving that they wrapped the production.
Yeah, they probably did some shots together.
Yeah. Hey, you remember that girl that... they're reminiscing about it.
Wasn't there an accident on the set?
I don't know, man. Take your shirt off.
So Alec Baldwin's already lined up his next project. He's going to star in Kent State.
Which is the...
Oh, yes!
Which is the making of Rust.
Kent State, are they doing a shooting?
About the football.
Yeah, he wants to have another opportunity to
shoot something.
Yes.
He cast himself in all shooting roles.
He's the National Guard.
He's the whole National Guard. He's going to play every National Guard.
Yeah, 27 different members of the National Guard.
Dude... So,
gotta get the vag candle out from my. It's upwind. Here.
Going back to hamburger pants. What was I saying?
Alec Baldwin.
Kent State.
Kent State. So, did y'all's parents? George.
What?
Got a Muppet singing.
The Dunham Zone.
The Dunham Zone.
Did y'all's parents have you watch Tragedy at Kent State? The ABC production of the murders that took place at Kent State.
What are your parents doing?
I was seven, and they were like, "Hey, do you want to watch
Corby,
this?
Watch this.
Yeah.
It's erotic.
The Not the School special?
The stuff that I watched from the Stepford Wives to Roots to that.
You know what? I know what I saw when I was a kid. I saw my parents let me watch that Wayne Williams made-for-TV movie. You know the guy from Atlanta that was kidnapping kids?
Yeah.
In his station
wagon? You'll like this, Gord.
And I don't know why they let me watch this stuff.
Is he a strangler?
I don't get it.
I don't know if he's strangled.
Tastefully.
70s were because nothing else was on. We had no other option to go to Nickelodeon and watch Bluey. They were just like, just watch whatever we
had the three networks and then PBS.
I think I watched.
And then when the president was on, you were screwed.
What was that stupid good guy, bad man, or... Big
Rich Man,
Jim.
Poor Man?
That's it. Rich Man, Poor Man.
Oh, God.
Another one that disturbed me was The Burning Bed. Do you remember that?
With Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett.
She had anal cancer.
Yeah. I don't think that was a plot point in the
movie. Did she get it from the bed?
No, that...
Yeah.
She burned her bed.
You know what else happened?
By the way,
because...
Like Midnight Oil.
Sorry, Dan. But
oh, yeah.
To
colon cancer? Dark blue?
Previous published reports, Alec Baldwin is not... playing the National Guard. He's playing then president.
He's playing
Kent. He's playing then president of Kent State, Robert White.
He's playing Dean Wormer.
Kent.
Sorry, go ahead, Dan.
Dan's wife went to Kent State.
And
she's kind of complicit.
Okay, lastly, real quick, what is a comedy franchise that you think is ripe for a reboot? Movie franchise?
None.
Okay, give me a hint. Give me a TV movie. What are you talking
Snitch?
About?
Caddyshack.
A movie comedy franchise.
Hot
franchise.
Stop so it's got to be a franchise.
So they just did Fletch with John Hamm.
They already forced female Ghostbusters on us.
The vacation
movies. That wasn't that bad.
They already
Although
vacation.
I thought that Kate McKinnon was the worst one of them.
Trans Ghostbusters.
Interesting.
What is it?
It is the Pink Panther.
They already did that.
Yeah, with Steve
Mr.
Martin.
Bean?
With Steve Martin. Oh, they did a couple reboots.
Well, they are doing it again.
It's like 3 years ago.
Huh. They're doing it again with Eddie Murphy as Inspector Clouseau.
Ah, the Blink Panther.
It's going to be directed by Jeff Fowler, who directed Sonic the Hedgehog. So here's the thing.
Oh, I know
this
guy.
Here's
Black
the weird
dude.
Thing.
He plays a trans Pink Panther.
According to sources, this is going to be a live-action CG buddy cop movie.
Nice.
With Inspector Clouseau... and the cartoon Pink Panther working together.
Does
that jump the shark for you or what?
Yeah, that's a little too high concept.
Yeah, I don't know if I can support that.
That would be a one-off.
You put the aardvark in there,
starring
too.
Andy Serkis as the Panther.
We got to find that jewel.
Thank you, Dave, for knowing who Andy Serkis is.
Yes.
Who's Andy Serkis?
We have
from the Family Circus.
We have a special Rant Revival coming up next, in which Corby Davidson is going to debut a brand new hit song.
The Ticket.
Durant.
Durant.
Kevin Durant. Durant for Oklahoma. Oh, oh my God.
He's the poster boy of underachievement. He's the student.
It is 519, and that music can only mean one thing. It's Thursday, and it's the Rant Revival. Joining us as huge, Gordon Peete. But not as huge. Pretty much the entire Ticket team appear to be out here on the patio.
Whoa, this is non-disclosure. Okay, around the horn.
Stop it.
Not me.
I'm Dan M.
We have Dan. We have Jake. We have George. We have Donovan. There's Craig. Norm somewhere.
Mark. This is almost like the compound.
Almost.
Yeah. Almost. Okay, so you just heard that song. And that song is...
Pull guitar mics down right now.
Yeah, just pull the guitar mics down. Okay. Yeah, that song is 27 years old, 26 years old. The old Rant song.
Yes.
And it's not country.
It is un-country, for sure.
Do you remember how mad Gordon used to get when I would say, hey, Saturday, you doing the Rant? It's not called the Rant, okay?
It wasn't. It was called the Elevated Conversation.
So now that we have been doing the Rant Revival for the last 4 months or 5 months or whatever it is, and it's always Thursday starting around E! News, and we'll take Gordon for a couple of segments, but we've been calling it the Rant Revival, and so I thought that it was time to update a little bit of the tunage concerning said rant. And so if you guys wouldn't mind, I wrote a little song about it.
Whoa!
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
So you can pull the guitar mics up. Yep, we got it, Okay. So
please change your strings.
They're okay, they're fine.
I can't believe the amount
I know.
Of music.
I know.
Snobbiness.
It's gatekeeping.
Unbelievable.
I know.
All right, so it goes a little something like this. What?
You're fine.
The patented Corby intro.
Mute the low E string.
No.
Doing plain.
Well, Saturday morning. I hate you.
Well, yeah, let him do a song.
Well, Saturday mornings were insane. With Gordon Snake and Davey Lane. From 9 to noon, no one was safe. From space shuttle deaths to little JFK. It was lobster claws and baby arms. We apologize, we didn't mean no harm. Always hungover and forever tired. It's a miracle we didn't all get fired. 'Cause we're having a rant revival. Someone called the women and put away the Bibles. For the sake of all. Me in a big bag of weed and put cornmeal on the vinyl. We always felt the show would end our career. So after every show, we drank 14 beers. Never took for granted all the fun we were having. From Irving Cares to Daddy's Ding Dong Cabin. Great White Fire killed 101. They went from being alive to having not much fun.
We cover the stories from the Dirty D1. We killed Rocco's career and also Dennis DeYoung. We're having a rant revival. Someone called the women and put away the Bibles. For the sake of our survival, baptize me in a big bag of weed and put cornmeal on the vinyl.
Alright, from Denton, Texas, and from the University of Dallas, it is the morning show, our morning musers, and we're having a rant revival.
Someone call the women and put away the Bibles. For the sake of our survival, baptize me in a big bag of weed and put cornmeal on the vinyl.
From Duncanville, Texas, without his partner, it is the great Donovan Lewis.
And we're having a rant revival. Someone call the women and put away the Bibles. For the sake of our survival, baptize me in a big bag of weed and put cornmeal on the vinyl.
He'd fake Blake on this next one.
Oh, yeah.
A little behind.
From Dayton, Ohio, and from North Richland Hills, it is the Hang Zone, and we're having a revival.
Someone call the women and put away the Bibles. For the sake of our survival, baptize me in a big bag of weed and put cornmeal on the vinyl.
And last but not least, all the way from Trinity High School and some weird place in Wisconsin that doesn't allow dancing, it's the Hardline 5.0, and we're having a revival.
Someone call the women and put away the Bibles. For the sake of our survival, baptize me in a big bag of weed and put cornmeal on the vinyl.
Yeah!
There is a fun rant song.
That was fun.
Michael, good job setting all this up.
Queef, queef, queef.
And a queef to you as well. All right, let's come back.
Queef.
Let's get into some content, and I believe we have a very special guest, a man who has trouble pronouncing even the simplest names like Mark.
Mark?
It is EA.
All right, we're smack dab in the middle of the power hour here at the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. And we are in the middle of the rant revival. Gordon is here. Craig
Hello.
Is here.
Hello,
Gordon. And we thought we'd have a nice audio fun bag and have some fun with some stuff that definitely has been played, but it deserves a replay because, man, I don't – again, I think that at this place over 30 years that there have been times when I'm like, man, that was uncontrollable laughter where I literally couldn't control myself. And last night definitely was one of those when we were faced with a hypothetical about would you add on 10 years to your life if it meant someone randomly died on the planet? Like you get free 10 years, but just some person in India or...
Jeez.
Why...
But it could be someone in your own household.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
You could be standing there, and you're like, yes, 10 years, and your wife falls down, and
that
she's dead.
That slut that I married.
Thank you, Ham. So.
Uh-oh, Corby's really pissed. Look at it.
Why are you getting in your car and driving back to the station, Corbin?
Right. And so we were faced with this hypothetical, and then it got to, well, what if you could go back and kill someone from the past? And it really didn't make any sense, but the way that I described death was not one of my finer moments.
You're right. It could be anyone in history, and you drew Hitler. Oh, my
who
God.
Said
like, and but they're like, shut up. But they're like, they don't even know. It's like, you know, they press a button and a card comes out, and you're like, oh, you're not going to believe this.
Or it could have been
you got a Hitler.
It could have been a caveman mauled by a saber-toothed tiger when
right.
it was like
right.
As both,
I would take
as
that chance,
were.
But that could have been
with
your
past
ancestor,
people,
and then you wouldn't have happened
with past people.
Yeah. So no, you couldn't take that chance because
Corbin
it could,
didn't understand death.
It could so
he calls them past people.
You
I don't know where they
that.
Are now.
Butterfly effect.
Yeah, you couldn't do that. You don't know how it would change history.
Where do people from the right. old movies go?
So out of touch.
Past people.
Okay, on that note, let's take a break. We'll come back.
I never see them again.
with more Deep Night Ticket.
Oh, my goodness. And in the commercial break, you kept laughing.
Oh,
like,
dude.
Some of your best laughter was in the commercial break after that. You kept going.
So stupid. So Dawson. It really was. Like, that yeah. straight out of Dawson's
Dawson.
Mouth.
Dawson.
The past people.
Those past people.
So, Teddy Emmerich, who was doing our updates for the PGA nationally, this is not a ticket thing. He's on, like, every single station in the country, basically, and he just issued this.
Was lost 18 pounds in the last year with a gluten and dairy-free diet, but still hits it plenty far compared to past people to win majors here at Oak Hill.
Past people.
Absolutely brilliant. All right. Do we have our guest there?
We do.
Let's welcome onto the program EA.
Hey, guys.
Oh, yes.
EA, what's up, man?
Not much on your
short
form. EA.
EA's.
EA, who did a wonderful job last night managing a very difficult situation.
Yeah.
Are you back for round two tomorrow? Or tonight?
Tonight, yes. Tonight, yes. I'm back.
Okay.
Had an amazing tweet last night of President Bush eating a hot dog. Well done, EA.
Thank you.
So EA was running the board for us, and he was relaying calls to us and all of that good stuff. And do you understand, I don't know if you've listened back to this yet, EA, but do you understand why we
English?
Had confusion?
Yeah, but I'll have to defend myself on a few of them, but okay, go ahead.
You
and
will? Okay. What?
Oh.
Hang on, EA. Hang on.
You moving along there, Corby.
So
we're
tense. Don't play your little audio,
so
Corby.
Tense. We're having fun. It's not that big a deal, EA. We're far away. And so sometimes we can't hear very well. And so let's just see if our hearing was bad or not as EA was trying to relay calls to us.
Yeah. All right, let's take a few more calls. Chet, where are we headed?
Going to Corgi, actually.
What?
Corgi.
Corgi.
Corgi?
What? No. It's not Corby, and it's not Corgi. It's Corky.
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 C-O-R-K-Y.
Hi, the look on your face, and you looked at me, and you go, Corgi?
Because I thought... I thought he said
stop
Corby.
It right there.
No, nobody's ever been named Corgi, right?
Well, okay, let's analyze this one more time, and then we'll go to EA.
Oh. All right, let's take a few more calls. Chet, where are we headed?
Going to Corgi, actually.
All right.
Sounded like Corgi.
Okay, there's also way too much verbiage in that.
Does he repeat it?
Go to Corgi, actually.
Going to Corgi, actually.
I mean, just say the name, right?
EA, what are you hearing? Is this like the blue-green thing or whatever?
Laurel and Yanny? Yeah.
No, so here's the thing. It was Corgi because my call screener, Mr. Creighton Branch, told me corgi. And I go, the dog? And he goes, yes, the dog. So I was like, okay.
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 So this one is on Creighton.
Buck,
yes.
Passed.
Yes. Yes. Successfully passed.
I will accept
people.
That.
Completion.
Well done, EA. Okay.
So
now,
he actually pronounced it perfect.
He yeah. did. He did. He
the
nailed
corgi,
it.
Actually.
All right, so now
what's
let's
go to corgi, actually.
Let's move on now.
All right, EA, where are we headed?
Bork.
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 Mork.
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 Mork. Mork.
Mork.
What did he say? Really, what did he say?
Mark.
Mork.
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 And Mindy.
I'm a Mork.
Hello?
There's an M.
Hello?
What is your given name, sir?
Mark Allen Glenn.
Okay, no, 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 stop it there. Stop it there. Stop
oh,
it there.
My God.
Stop it there.
Bork.
Stop
Bork.
It. All right.
Bork.
It is kind of funny that when the guy came on the air, he kind of talked like this. Like, after all the trouble
but,
we had.
But you knew instantly what his name was.
Yeah, right. We knew it was Mark. Now, let's go back before we go to EA. Let's analyze this one more time.
All right. EA, where are we headed?
Bork.
Sounds like he's drowning.
All right.
Bork.
Like it's the last bubble that comes
yeah.
up.
It's like a bubble that's bubbling up from like a tar pit or something like that, like the La Brea tar pit.
Hey, right. EA, what sound does a dog make? Bork.
EA, can you do you understand the confusion we had?
Yes. Okay. Listen, I'm an excellent broadcaster.
All right.
I don't know what happened there. Honestly, it was late at night. I was like 2 hours past my actual shift. I was
Creighton
trying to be a good guy. He was.
He
kept pointing out to the TV saying, "Look, there's cornhole," and I was trying to ignore him. And yeah, and I don't
what
know what.
Corgi, actually,
I don't know how Mark got there, but it's Mark.
Mork.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Mork. Mork.
Mork.
It's not Bork. It's Bork.
All right, let's hear. I want to hear the whole thing again.
It's
because
like the Swedish. It's
very, dude,
it's very Carlton
the confusion.
Maxwell. The Swedish stuff is like Bork. Bork, 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 Bork.
All right, so all this right. is how it went Bork. Down last night.
Bork.
EA, where are we headed?
Bork.
Bork. Bork.
Mork.
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 What did he say? Really, what did he say?
Mark.
Mork?
Mork.
Mark.
And Mindy.
I'm a Mork.
Hello?
Hello?
What is your given name, sir?
Mark Allen Glenn.
Just everything. That may be the,
oh that's the funniest
the
clip ever.
45 seconds in ticket history.
Oh, no Mork. Kidding. And I remember when he first said Mork, and you and I whipped our heads around and looked at each other like, what?
Mork. That was clear a little bit. Mork. Mork. Mork.
Mork.
Mork.
Here, grab the slicer.
Z-H-Q-L. Mork. Mork.
And we've already, see, what added to this
what was this
is that
again?
We've already had Corgi.
Right, right. And we didn't know the backstory of Corgi.
Right. Have we ever had actually. In the history of the ticket, which we've only been on the Mork. Air for 70 years now, have we ever had back-to-back callers named Corgi and Bork?
No. And that's only the half of it. There was more to come.
EA, one
yeah.
more. Like, what if I got? What if you got 10,000 chances to write down two names that were going to be said back to back?
Yeah,
there's never. No way you would have predicted never. Corgi and Bork.
Corgi and Bork.
Boy, we've just invented new characters.
The comedy duo, Corgi and Bork.
Bork.
I'm glad I entertained y'all.
You did it. Oh, EA, dude.
Yes.
Dude, this is great. You got to lean into this.
No. Yeah. I'm happy. I'm smiling.
Absolutely amazing.
We need
amazing.
Ty to make t-shirts for the Corgi and Bork show.
AM's Corgi and Bork. All right, so it continued. EA, one more.
This is Dalton.
No way. Dalton?
Dalton.
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 Yeah, it's Dalton.
Yeah, yeah, Dalton.
With an A?
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you not
yeah.
hear Dalton?
Yeah, yeah, he said Dalton, yeah. but Dalton.
He said
it's all
D-O-L-T-O-N.
Good.
Right.
We're good.
I changed my fight night opponents.
Okay.
Hey, man.
All right. Now, that time he was trying to really, you could tell he's trying to enunciate.
All right, EA, let's listen to it again and see if you can tell the difference between Dalton and Dalton. EA, one more.
This is Dalton.
Dalton.
It's Dalton. Yeah, Dalton. Dalton, Dalton, Dalton. I don't know. I mean.
There you go.
Dalton.
You got better as it went along there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay,
banana.
Names are something I need to work on,
so,
okay?
We'll put that on this. Not a sharp piece of metal, but a Dalton.
Dalton.
Dalton, yes.
I do enjoy the, after Dalton, the pause and then me. No way.
No way. Not again.
All right, play again.
Not again.
EA, one more.
This is Dalton.
No way. Dalton?
Dalton.
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 Yeah, it's Dalton.
I like that guy, too. Yeah, yeah
he's
guys.
Let me jump in here.
It's Dalton. Whew. Okay, EA.
Dalton.
You're going to be back tonight.
I am.
So we're going to have Junior
Maybe.
Coast to Coast.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have the Rant Revival. We got a lot going on tonight, so we look forward to more
ready.
Participation.
I'm ready for it.
All right,
I'm
ready.
Really, I'm really love you guys.
Love you, too.
Wait, what was that, EA?
Dalton.
No, wait.
I'm ready.
You're what?
Riggy.
You're
Riggy.
You're Riggy?
All right, great. That's next.